being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we simply adore anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. Today, I want to talk about a recent meditation that I experienced, but I need to give a little bit of background about going into that meditation. So there are times when I go into meditation with no intention at all, just a state of openness to whatever spirit wants to bring through. And then there are other times where I am working on something in particular. And meditation is one of the tools that I use to process and work through trauma and energy blocks in my system. And this meditation that I want to talk about today was one of those. So, you know how there are things that you have awareness that are not healed, but you don't know how to go about looking at them on a deeper level because you've looked at them in quite a few different ways. And this situation was one of those. I have struggled with body-related issues that I know are connected to sexual trauma. I have the awareness. I have done a lot of healing and work around the sexual trauma. But I also know that that healing and that work has mostly been done in mind, in heart, and in spirit. And the missing quadrant for me is body and the healing work around the body. My body is still very much holding a memory there, and my body is definitely the area where the sexual trauma healing opportunity still exists in a very real way. And so I knew that, but I didn't know how to go about healing the sexual trauma in my body because I'd already used all of the techniques that I'm aware of. And I've been to other practitioners with the intention of getting a different lens, a different way of looking at it, a different technique, a different healing opportunity. And so I set the intention one weekend that I was really going to focus on this particular area from a healing standpoint. I'd been with a mentor of mine and done some really deep shamanic work and had been to a workshop and then sank into meditation, really wanting to look at that energy block, that trauma, that memory that is still very much being held in my body and that I very much want to heal. And so that's the background of this meditation. Actually, there's a little bit more. So leading into this weekend with my mentor and then some, you know, deep meditations around that, coming out of that, my partner and I have been working on a program called Embodied Sexual Empowerment. And the material for that program we've been recording, you know, over the past couple of months. And there's a meditation that we did as part of that program, as part of that workshop, that I just fell in love with so deeply. You know, there's always material that comes out of me that I feel various levels of attachment to. And when I recorded that meditation, I knew when I was recording it that I was in a very different place, that I was very much in alignment, very much in a zone where I was simply channeling something through me. And I can remember finishing the meditation, finishing recording the meditation, and feeling this really intense energy running through my physical body, through my energetic body. And I can remember telling my partner just how much I loved the meditation, and him kind of laughing at me and saying, well, what did you love about it? And I was like, everything. I loved everything about it. It was a meditation that obviously was very close to me, but also one that I see a huge need for in the world, because so many of us humans have experienced sexual trauma in one form or another, and have healing opportunities around that. And so it felt like a meditation that would be really impactful for lots of people. And I knew that this workshop that we were putting together was also going to be very impactful for so many people. And so that was, you know, probably 2 months before this workshop that I went to with my mentor, and then, you know, coming out of that with some time for meditation and reflection and integration of the work that we'd done. So that's all the background. So I'll fast forward to coming out of this workshop with one of my mentors and, you know, having time to reflect and process and integrate what I had learned in that workshop. And for me, that's a really important part of the workshop. I think workshops are great. I think programs are great. I think energy work and healing work, it's all great. But if there isn't integration, if you don't take what you learned and in some capacity work with it further and integrate it into your reality, demonstrate that you have cognitively or cerebrally understood something, but how do you drop it into heart? How do you drop it into body? How do you work with it in spirit? How do you use it all the way around the wheel of the human and really integrate it? If it doesn't change the way that you move through the world, if that workshop or that program or that healing session doesn't change the way that you show up in the world, the way that you move through the world, the way that you engage with your reality, then it's simply an experience. Versus when you do that work, that integration work, and you watch real change happen in your reality, then that workshop or that program or that healing session, that was magic. It was pure magic because it changed your reality. And for me, that's what I'm always looking for. If I'm going to attend something, I want to come out with pure magic out of the experience versus just an experience. And so that integration piece for me is equally as important as the workshop that I'm attending, or the healing session that I'm attending, or the program that I'm attending. So I was in meditation, really looking at what I needed to do, what steps I needed to take, what action I needed to take in order for me to really drop into a healing place in my body around this sexual trauma. And I don't know how long I'd been in meditation, probably 45 minutes or so. And I had looked at all sorts of different pieces and parts that I'd previously looked at. And, you know, one might think that that's annoying, right? To sit in meditation and see something you've already seen. But for me, it isn't annoying. It is, okay, I'm getting some background for another piece that's coming. I'm having a refresher, so to speak, on this, what I've done. And then another piece to my healing is going to come in. And that's exactly what happened for me. So it's funny because as I reflected back about the meditation, I recognized that I had everything that I got in that meditation previously. I just hadn't had the clarity around it. So the piece that was really missing for me around healing from a body standpoint was in essentially a large part of the meditation that I had made a couple of months previously with my partner. And so I can remember coming out of meditation and giggling and thinking, this is really funny. This is funny. I have all the pieces. And yet I felt like I couldn't get into this space that I needed to get into. And it simply took silence, a release of previous energy, some work in a container, some healing opportunities. And then those pieces all really came together and fit in a way that I could see it like I'd never seen it before. And so the piece for me is that I get to enjoy my body. I get to. And it's a choice. I get to actively make a choice whether I'm going to continue to have unsettled energy in my body and continue to have dislike for my body. Or I get to make a choice. It's all mindset, right? I get to make a choice that I want to enjoy my body. And with that kind of lens, I got the missing piece that none of this matters. Like none of this. At the end of the day, this is just me in my human experience. That's it. You know, when I'm done this human experience, I don't want to look back and realize that I spent years and years and years disliking my body because of trauma that had happened. I'm not going to give that kind of power to trauma, to sexual trauma. I'm just not. I'm not going to have sexual trauma prevent me from absolutely loving and adoring every part of this human experience that I can possibly adore and love. And this is the only body that I will have during this human experience. It's mine. I own it. And it's the only one I'm going to have. And so I can either love it, I can hate it, I can fight it, I can embrace it. I get the choice to enjoy it. I get the choice to hate it. That's mine. It's all mine. And I get to pick. And I made a really clear choice in that meditation that I want to enjoy everything about my body. Everything about it. That I don't want to give up or bypass the opportunity to really get to enjoy my physical body simply because of trauma that happened to me when I was a lot younger. And so there's that piece of making the choice. I get to enjoy this body. I get to love this body. I get to be good to this body. And then the piece of it's only me. This is my human experience. When I get to the end of it, nobody else can have done the work that I needed to do. It's only me. I can't look back and say, why didn't so-and-so do this or that for me? Why didn't I do that for me? Why didn't I make the choice to prioritize physical health and wellness? Why didn't I make the choice to love and embrace my body? Why didn't I make the choice to feel sexy in whatever clothing I wanted to feel sexy in? To feel confident in whatever clothing I wanted to feel confident in? It's all me. I have complete and utter control over this. And I am the only one who is responsible for it in any capacity. No one else can make a mindset shift for me. That has to come from within. It has to be an active choice. It has to be the work that I do. And so for me, really landing in this spot of, I'm the only one who can do this work. And it's literally a choice. And I get the opportunity to make it in either direction. I can make any choice I want. And that piece was really huge for me. Those are things that I've known. These were not new pieces for me. These were things that I had absolutely known, but I had not integrated them. I had not embodied them. I had not really grounded those knowings into me. And so the meditation, the workshop that I'd been to, being in a very powerful container full of individuals who are all relentlessly seeking healing, put me in a vibration level where that choice was so clear. The clarity that I had coming out of that meditation was just stunning. It was like high definition clarity on what I was doing and what I wasn't doing. And then I got the opportunity to make a different choice. And so I made that different choice. And I started building a very different relationship with my body. And this has been an ongoing thing for me. This has been years and years of my life that I have worked with body-related blocks, energy blocks, and have, you know, everything's like an onion, right? So I have looked at different pieces. I've worked on healing different pieces. But I haven't had the kind of crystal clear clarity that I had coming out of that workshop, coming out of the meditation. And it was so simple. And that is my lived experience with almost everything, is that the answer is almost always simple. And you just need to be able to see it through that lens. And when you can really boil it down to something that is so simple, it's also much easier for me. I can only speak for myself. It's always much easier for me to make that choice, to take that step, to do that work when I'm really clear on what it is that I'm doing. So I wanted to share that experience with you guys, in the event that any of the listeners here at the podcast have experienced sexual trauma, are still carrying the energy blocks in their physical body, and that message may resonate on some level, may land for you, may have an impact for you, because I know it had a really big impact for me. And I also know the volume of people that have experienced sexual trauma, who have experienced sexual trauma, is astronomical. You know, collectively, we have seen so much sexual trauma. And sexual trauma has a huge ripple effect on the rest of your life, the way that you move through the world. And something that can happen in one moment, whether it's an isolated event, whether it's a reoccurring event, you know, Something that happens in one moment can have an impact on the rest of your life and the way that you move through it, whether you are coming from a fear-based place, whether you're coming from a shame or guilt place, whether you are carrying self-worth or lack of self-worth, self-love or lack of self-love. You know, we all, when we experience trauma, we all demonstrate different trauma responses. And those trauma responses really impact our reality. You know, I've met many people who have been sexually abused, and it has resulted in them either leaning away from intimacy, physical intimacy, or leaning into it, or having an unhealthy relationship with it, searching for control, and ending up with an eating disorder or an addiction to something because they're really trying to understand what happened to them. They may be trying to control what happened to them, you know, subconsciously, and ultimately trying to heal what happened to them. And so that ripple effect can be huge, 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 huge. It can change every aspect of your life. It can change the way that you engage with friends and family. It can change the way that you make a choice about having a family or not having a family, make a choice about career, make a choice about where you want to live, the exercise that you want to do, the food that you want to put in your body, the money that you think you're worthy of. All of those things can be wildly impacted by having sexual trauma, having experienced sexual trauma. And I think it is a really important topic for us to be able to speak about openly, because when we can do that, we can start healing. We can start taking our power back from that sexual trauma and making a real clear choice about how we want to move through the world, not controlled, not dictated by our trauma. And I think that that is a really empowering thing. And so I think it's work that is important individually if you've experienced sexual trauma, and collectively, because so many of us have experienced sexual trauma. So it is a topic that I will be back to talk more about at some point. But I wanted to share that experience with you guys in the event that any of it happened to resonate for you. We so appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, and we can't wait to have